So we spent a lot of time yesterday just really giving a little bit of an introduction to the term Davar HaGerem L'Mamon, which is really fundamentally above a common sugya. Of course, it becomes critical in Pesachim because the Gemara connects. Gemara relates the din that it could be over by Rabbi Motze and Chomet Shekibla Bacharayos to the general din of Davar HaGerem L'Mamon. The Gemara is not sure that it's exactly identical. Maybe according to Rabbi Shimon it is, maybe according to the Chomet it's not, but at least it's in the parsha. It's up for discussion. The issue of Davar HaGerem L'Mamon. So it behooves us to try to iron out a little bit some of the nuances of Davar HaGerem L'Mamon to understand what it is and what it's not. So much of the discussion in the Rishayim around Davar HaGerem L'Mamon revolves around the basic question, what is the relationship between Davar HaGerem L'Mamon of Rabbi Shimon, of the Gaon of Ben Kefil, Dal Behei, for the Behemoth called Shim Shekibul of Acharayas? What is the connection between that and Rabbi Meir's famous sheet of Dina de Garmi? Meir's view is that a sar of shtar shechaveru is chayav, mishum Dina de Garmi. So it sounds like those two issues are pretty much related to one another. It's just a general question. What your take is on indirect things. How much do you take into consideration maisa hezek, a maisa geneva, maisa tvicha mechira, when I'm not directly causing damage? It's not like I'm smashing your car. It's not like I'm stealing your animal, burning your shtar that's going to end up at the end of the day causing you not to be able to collect the chayv. Or I'm stealing and shechting an animal, not your animal, an animal that in the absence of that animal, you're going to have to pay a debt to the Beis HaMikdash. So those gerim types of halachas are very, very connected to one another, and they seem to be almost identical. And that was actually the view of one of the Amoraim, Rav Dibi Bar Chanina. I thought that way. He thought it's the same sugya. Rabbi Meir's, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon's, Rabbi Meir, it's all the same thing. And the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yeshua rejects that and says, no, it's not true. That the two sugyas are really different from one another. And if you want to know the hierarchy, which is more of a reason to be mechayev, so the Gemara concludes in Bava Kama that there's more reason to be mechayev in Rabbi Shimon's case, because after all, in Rabbi Shimon's case, it started out as mamon. It started out as a real din mamon, and now we're trying to kind of to salvage that din mamon, invoking the parish of the sugi of Davar HaGerem L'Mamon. In the case of Rabbi Meir, a shtar was never worth $1,000. When I went to Staples to buy a piece of paper, it didn't, maybe it does cost $1,000 there, but it didn't, shouldn't have cost $1,000 to buy a piece of paper. So it was never really mamon in the first place. So there's a difference in halacha when you're trying to create something, we're trying to simply maintain what was in the past. This is a common theme in halacha from this all the time, that it's much easier to maintain something than it is to create something from scratch. Some of you may remember Tichanas the Vela from last year, about the Isura and Mamona and Nafanat and that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's similar kinds of svaras in other very, very different areas of halacha. But back to our story, so that's the way the Gemara presents it in Bava Kama. If you just close up the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Tzadiches, it would be clear as day that Rabbi Shimon is much more convincing to be Dina Kimamon than Rabbi Meir. The problem is, there is the Gemara back in the Ayin Aleph, it's a very complicated Gemara that we spent a lot of time trying to go through the details yesterday, but the basic gist of the Gemara is that the Gemara was looking for a scenario that Toveach Shohaniskel K'nichayv Dal Behei. Because we have on record the Halakha Tana Rabbi Meir result that Teveach Shohaniskel is Chayav Dal Behei. The Gemara says that it's impossible to understand Kipshutai because Lav Demarka Tavach, because he doesn't own it. And everybody knows the Yisrael don't belong to you. Don't forget that Gemara. Put it on the back burner, hopefully coming back or down the bend in a few sugis from now. But the Gemara jumped and says Lav Demarka Tavach. The Gemara says Yitacha, right? You cannot understand the Braisa Kipshutai. The Braisa must be talking about a very, very wild case, a crazy, wild scenario. You know, you learn Beruba, one case gets more wild than the next. Hachav am I asking on that a person was watching an animal, a shayin was watching the animal for the mafkid, then the animal became a shohaniskel, killed somebody, got caught by the bezer, it's a shohaniskel. And then somebody comes and grabs it from the shomer and grabs it and steals it and shechts it. So al zeh nema you have to pay dal behei. Why? Because even though shohaniskel be'atzmusa was not mamon, but in this particular wild scenario, it's a davar HaGerem L'Mamon. Why is it davar HaGerem L'Mamon? Because kol zman that the Shor HaNiskel's Nimtza Beveis HaShomer, he could pass it off back to the God, to the Mafkid. He could turn around to the Mafkid and say the three magic words of Aresh HaCholofa Necha, and thereby exempt himself. But once that animal is taken away from him, he cannot say Aresh HaCholofa Necha anymore. Now he's got to pay the cash. Now he owes the Mafkid money. So this shore, mitam the chevtzofen shore itself, this is nish davashal moment. This is a chetiches moment, not a chevtzofen moment, because it's Yisrael Hano. But the ability for this shore to save the shomer for paying a heavy debt back to the mafkid, so that it does have, and thus the davar gerem l'mamon, and therefore, if you subscribe to the view of davar gerem l'mamon, so you can be chayav dal behei. So the Gemara makes the observation that it must be that the Hilei Ketanim Rabbi Meir, we know Rabbi Meir said you have to pay. That's not up for grabs. And we know this is the best case. This is the only case. There is no other option to understand Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Zakimta. Says the Gemara, you should just know that if this is the Pshat in Rabbi Meir, which is the only Pshat in Rabbi Meir, so then Savolak Rabbi Yaakov is Savolak Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir must hold like Rabbi Yaakov, because Rabbi Yaakov was the Tana who said, which the other Rabbanim happened not to even agree to, but that's not for us. That's a real Bava Kama Sugya. Unlike now, which is not a real Bava Kama Sugya. So Rabbi Meir Savolak Rabbi Yaakov, but here's the punchline. Here's the point of difficulty. Rabbi Meir Savolak Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir held like Rabbi Shimon, who held Davar Gerem L'mamon is K'mamon. And therefore Rabbi Meir is understandable. The implication of that line of the Gemara is as follows. You know, the Balei Taisus, we said yesterday, Balei Taisus sat on every line of the Gemara, every nuance of it could show Yud. They worked through and they sweated through every line of the Gemara. If the Hilei Ketanim made that observation, Hilei Ketanim sitting around in Bavel, 800 years before the Balei Taisus, sitting around in Bavel and made that observation, somebody, one of the Amoraim, an anonymous Amor, bangs on the table and says, Rabbi Meir, Sola Kabi Yankov, Sola Kabi Shimon. It sounds like that Amor discovered America. Rabbi Meir, Sola Kabi Shimon, wow, thank you so much. If not for that, I wouldn't know. What do you mean? I need somebody to discover America to tell me, Rabbi Meir, Sola Kabi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Sola Kahu, Kirameir. Ich bin dein Dindagarmi, that's me. Remember me back from the Tzaditas and the Kuf? I am the Tana of dein Dindagarmi. I'm the one who says, Sarish Tashchot Veres Chayiv, that's me. So Rabbi Meir is Sablak Rabbi Meir. But wait a second, we're talking about the Dindagarmi and the Bam, and you're talking Dindagarmi. Now wait a second. Once you know the state in Baba Kamba of Tzadiches, that Davar Gerem L'Mamon is more encompassing, is better than is more reason to be chayav. It's about Chavu Chaymer. Madach Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Meir, Dirin the Gami is chayav. Kol Shekin did he hold Davar Gerem L'Mamon K'Mamon Domi. So what does the Gemara make it like it's a tremendous discovery? Somebody came up with this einfa, with this breakthrough that nobody thought of before. Oh, Rabbi Meir Sivlik Rabbi Shimon. It's nonsense. Rabbi Meir Sivlik Rabbi Meir. Nonsense idea, we're just getting too excited. Rabbi Meir Savolak Rabbi Meir and Kal v'chomer, he must subscribe to Rabbi Shimon's view. That was bothering Taisus. I'll ask you a question. Shh, tell me the truth. Shh. When you were learning Ayin Aleph from a baby, before you read the Taisus, were you guys bothered with the kasha? Maybe you weren't bothered with the kasha because you didn't know Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, you didn't have all the Gemara in front of you. But the Balei Taisus had it all in front of them. You really have no excuse. It's a kavachem. Madach the Balei Taisus, who didn't have Gemaras printed like this, just chip-chop, you know, font things on the page. They didn't have computers. They didn't have all the things that we have. They're sitting and rolling scrolls back and forth. See, by golly, it says, you can't even say Daf Tzadiches. There is no Daf Tzadiches. Tzadiches was made up by the printers 300 years later. And scroll line 72 on 16 scrolls or columns later. And the Balei Taisus just back and forth and back and forth, and they tell you exactly where every line is. The Balei Taisus realized right away when they were learning that Tzadiches, they realized the Gemara is superfluous. The Gemara is unnecessary. What do you mean, Rabbi Meir Savolak Rabbi Shimon? Savolak Rabbi Meir. That's a kasha. So once the Balei Taisus discovered this kasha that nobody else realized was a kasha, I mean, maybe not. Other people realized, but we sure didn't realize it. The Balei Taisus go ahead and offer three different tributes into this kasha. It was such a good kasha that there were three independently, potentially valid tributes into this kasha. Each one is a world in and of itself. So, no choice, if I say. What he climbed the mountain, because it's there. You've got to read the Taisus. Taisus said it. Taisus gives three different roots, and no choice. If we want to get to the bottom of Davar Gerem L'Mamon, we have to understand this Taisus. So comes Tosfos, at the top of the back of the page, after they formulated this kasha, five lines in, V'yeshleimar, D'ganami svar l'meir ibcha. The ad kan lo m'chayiv Rabbi Meir, ela medina d'garmi, k'gom b'sar ashtar shachaveir v'chayayit ziboy, sh'roi hashtar l'chol o'ilam l'imkar v'likboy ziboy. Let's skip a little bit. To the next level. Dabagam the moment, k'boshoy niskol, Koshka the Khrusan ain't a right on the Zeshi Potva Atzmo the Khaver Mayor. Look at myself a Kimishimro. You know what Tyson just said in the first hour? Tyson said, yeah, it's true. Yesterday, Weinbach made a great case to show us that Rabbi Shimon is more Chayiv than Rabbi Meir. Dover Gun the Mormon is talking good to Svara to be Chayiv more than Rabbi Meir did in the Garmi. What was the Svara again? In Rabbi Shimon's case, what was it? What were the two words? Ikarai? Ikar and Bowman. Says Tosfos that is true, but son, can zogen fakert. I could say the opposite svar also. If you really want to differentiate between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, it is true that that is a direction to go, but it is not the only direction. I can make an equally valid case that Rabbi Meir is more mistaber to be mechayev than Rabbi Shimon. What's the svar fakert? No gemara. There is no Gemara, there is no Svar, there is Rav Huna Rabbi Shua didn't say that. So Tosfos is going to pick up where Rav Huna Rabbi Shua left off. What is the impetus to Tosfos to change the carrot, the sideways carrot? Tosfos claims that it's clear from the Gemara, the Ayin Aleph, that other Amoraim, the phantom Amoraim and Ayin Aleph, who didn't say Rabbi Meir Sfila Karim Meir, or had a pin Rabbi Meir Sfila Karim Shimon, they must have held that there was a svar for care that you're more chayiv in Rabbi Meir's case than in Rabbi Shimon's case. What's the svar lachal? So Tosfos is very, very simple. In Rabbi Shimon's case, the kachim, the chay b'chavusim, I'm looking at this animal. Does this animal have a din mamon? Intrinsically, no, because it's kachim, so it's not a din mamon. So therefore, Geneva doesn't apply. But Guru Beis Ish, Tavach HaMochar, Beis Ish doesn't apply. Because it doesn't have, it's not a Mamon Hedyut. Ella, what gives it a din of din Mamon? What is it about this culture that gives it a din Mamon? Because it's a Degayim on a Mamon. Because it's going to cost me money. What word is the most important word in that sentence, Rabbi Yisrael? It's going to cost what? I said, it's going to cost me Mamon, which is the most important word. The most important word? Ani, me. It's going to cost me mamon. The kachim shechai b'charusan has only value to the makdish. It is meaningless to anybody else. There is nothing I as an outsider. I'm a stranger. It's not mine. I never took the neder. That animal can't help me whatsoever. That animal is worthless to me. That animal doesn't serve me any good whatsoever. There's nothing I could ever make a buck off of that animal, nothing I could ever lose a buck off of that animal. It's a moment hektish, finished. The only person on this planet with that animal has any indeed momentous ramifications still is the makdish himself. Well, let's say the marshal, another example of Dover Gerim Lamamun. The Shomer has this animal sitting in his backyard. It happens to be a Shor Niskel. Does it have a din mamon for anybody under the sun? Nobody. There's only one guy on the entire planet that this Shor means anything to. Who is that, everybody say? Who is the only one who's going to lose money if something happens to the Shor? The who? The Shomer. Says Tosfos, we already see a pattern developing. Dover Garm the Mammon from the world of Rabbi Shimon means, yes, it's Garm the Mammon, but it's a very, very limited, it's a very, very selfish Garm Mammon. It doesn't really talk to anybody else. Nobody else could care less about this animal. Nobody else could care less about the animal that's Kodesh. No one could care about the animal that's Shoranisko. It doesn't impact them financially, Kiyuzer. That's a Dover Garm Mammon. Rabbi Meir's Dina de Garmi, wait a second, a Soyer Shterosa Shochavir. Reuven has a star that says Shimon owes him $1,000. Who is that star worth something to? Definitely to Reuven. Who else could that star possibly be worth to somebody down the line? Anybody under the sun. You know why? Because anybody could do what with that star? Could? Purchase that star. Anybody can buy that star. There's a din called Mechir Shtaris. There's a concept in the Halach called Mechir Shtaris. And since that shtar is potentially valuable for anybody down the line, again, whether or not anyone's going to actually buy the shtar or not is completely irrelevant. Because as of course you realize when we're being Magdir, Klolam Adina Mominus, we don't really care about what's going on. In the Sai Sims world, that couldn't kill us what's really happening. But I want to know in Womdus, in analysis, in theoretical, the theoretical construct, theoretical possibility that this shtar could be sold, and therefore it could all of a sudden attain monetary value for anybody in the world, that is a huge factor in halacha. And that gives more credibility to the Din Mamon Shabbai than, quite frankly, the kachim Shechai Bachrusin is, or the animal that's sitting in the base of Shoyimah. And therefore, Tosfos continues where Rav Huna Ben Yeshua left off. The real flow of Chazal is as follows. Rav Huna, who's the first Rabbi back there? Rav Chedira Bechanina said, Rav Shimon and Rav Meir are identical with one another. And Rav Huna said, no, they're not. Rav Shimon's more chayv than Rav Meir. And now, the phantom Amoroim and the Ayin Aleph, the Tais is sticking words into the mouth, must have been assuming the Oidish L'chalik in the opposite direction. That Rav Meir is talking more chayv than Rav Shimon. Others know that Rav Meir is more chayv than Rav Shimon. So Gemara could not have said Rav Meir is really like Rav Meir and therefore call it a day. And therefore we understand why you chayv dal pay for shechting the Shoah Nisko. That wouldn't have sufficed. Because somebody would have argued and said, Rav Meir is really like Rav Meir, shkoyach. Rav Meir is really like Rav Meir because there it's Maman that shove it to potentially the whole world. I need to prove that Rabbi Meir holds that even when it's not shove a moment to the rest of the world, when it's only me, myself, and I kind of being a moment, some devil of the moment, I need to prove that Rabbi Meir subscribes to that. Al zet mitzrich, Rabbi Meir is really commissioned. That's why the Amoraim, and I and Aleph had a bang on the shtender and had to discover America and say, by the way, you should just know that Rabbi Meir is really commissioned. But without that observation, it wouldn't necessarily have been true. Just because Rav Meir holds a Rav Meir, it doesn't necessarily mean he holds a commission. So what Tosfos just succeeded in doing, this is like Balei Tosfos at their best. Tosfos discovered a kasha that in a million years we would have gone right by us. We would have limped up a kama 100 times, would have gone right by us, this kasha. And then, to answer this kasha, Tosfos stuck into a phantom Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph, a chiluk that's the exact opposite of the one chiluk that we have on record on the Tzadik Ches. Tosfos has my state. Has to be. So at the end of the day, when you put the two things on the board, Davar Gamar versus Dina Degami, which weighs the carrot? What's the answer? I don't know. Depends who you ask. Depends when you're talking about, you're learning Tzadi Ches, you're learning Ayin Aleph. The carrot changes. Wanabach's getting all mixed up here. There is no which way to put the carrot. We know that the first day on the Gemara is not right. First Amar in the Gemara that equate the two, that we're not willing to accept. We know there's a difference, but we're not quite sure which way the difference goes as far as the Kamala Kamala. So that's Tosfos' first solution to the problem. Yeah. I mean, one would have expected the style of the Gemara should have been under Tzadi Ches, V'yad Kan Los Vileyeh. You're right, 100%. It's a very good Svar. Unless that was Gufa Machlek Samaroyim. I mean, Rav Huna Rav Yeshua thought one Svar, and the Stam Amaroyim, and I thought the other. You're right. The Derech of the Gemara is usually to put them in together. You're right, 100%. 100%. Maybe that's what's bothering Tosfos. Maybe that's why Tosfos didn't like this first teretz. They had to go search for two more teretz. So look, Tosfos' second teretz, top of the page. V'yesh b'farshim. D'lachi ka'amah d'savla k'r b'shimin. Mishum d'r b'shimin ka'amah b'hed yid d'chayv v'bo v'chamish v'dav v'gav l'mom. Ami ma'yid b'chayv v'bi me'yid b'din d'gav mi e'n la'ichiyach sh'chayv v'bo v'chamish v'dav v'gav l'mom. Everyone knows what Tosfos is talking about? Tosfos quotes, we don't even know what they're quoting. Yesh Befarshim. There's still an anonymous Rishonim. Some Balei HaTosfos are sitting around with the following idea. The reason why the Gemara had to go run to Rabbi Shimon is because, yes, we know Rabbi Meir Shita. And yes, we know that Rabbi Shimon is more of a reason than Rabbi Meir. Like the Gemara in Tzadi Ches, not like the made-up Gemara in the final. But we're learning a sugya of Dal V'Hei right now. And we're trying to figure out, do we have on record that Rabbi Meir personally held Yechayev Dal Vehei for these Gorim types of halachas? So the Yesh Mefarshim is saying, just because Rabbi Meir says Yechayev to pay for the service of Shtar, doesn't necessarily translate to mean that Yechayev to pay Dal Vehei on a similar kind of a mazik. Therefore, we're much more comfortable to quote Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon was talking about Dal Behei. That's what the Mishnah was talking about. Hagain of Kachim Shechayv Echlus B'tav Echamachar is Chayv Dal Behei. So therefore, since we're learning a sugya from Dal Behei, the Gemara wanted to quote a Rabbi Shimon who's talking Dal Behei. I think in Rabbi Meir, if we only had access to Rabbi Meir, Shita Dina Degami, we would have suggested the following distinction. Vis-a-vis didn't the Gami to pay for the Gufa Dov, to pay the Karen Yer, but to invoke that principle of Gerim to be Chayv Dal Behei is Nisht. That's what the Yesh Mefarshim is saying. So it's not pshat that one is Muhammad and the other. That's not the point, says Tosfos. You can't invoke Rabbi Meir Shita, who's talking about paying for the Karen, to a discussion about paying Dal Behei. That can't Yesh Mefarshim. They don't have any idea what Tosfos is talking about, what the second day is talking about. They don't have a clue. Who read this Tosfos? Who read this Yesh Mefarshim? So who really, really gave it the time and effort, the Yesh Mefarshim? What's the main this? What does it mean, the Yesh Mefarshim? So the Ramban, in the Kuntras Dina Degarmi, the Ramban wrote an entire kuntras about this topic called Dina Degarmi. Everything you ever want to know about Dina Degarmi. So the Ramban quotes his kasha of the Balei Tosfos. The Ramban was, in a certain sense, a Talmud for the Balei Tosfos, even though the Ramban never made it to northern France. The Ramban lived in Spain. But one of the Ramban's Rabbanim of Hakim, Ben Yehuda, was a Talmud of the Riva. It was a Talmud of the Ri. So the Ramban was 2-3 generations into ready to the heart and soul of the Balei Tosfos. The Ramban was a little bit younger than the regular Balei Tosfos. But the Ramban had full access to the whole Messiah of the Balei Tosfos. And then through the Ramban, the Rashban, the Ritva, the Ran, that's where you look at all the Sfaradim we showed him, none of them stepped a foot, never dreamt of going to northern France. It was like going to the moon. But they became all Talmidim, they all became Mushma from the Torah, from the Balei Tosfos. And some of it came Derech HaRamban, a lot of it came Derech HaRamban. So the Ramban was bought with the same kasha, quotes the same kasha of the Balei Tosfos. And the Ramban has the following insight in the 9th and Amar Makarmis. We have my third line in the bottom, third line from the top. We have my limer of Mela Tamei, the Gondir de Gami. Well, Shema Menad, the Midli Yachad de Bechavita. The Ad Khan, the Dainin and Dinah de Gami, the Lashalim, the Masha Hifsid Menu. Of Allah Mevi Mokimamon, well, what did the Ramban say? What's the Yesod from the Ramban, which is ultimately the Yesod of the Yesh Mefarshim of the Tosfos? What was the key words in the Ramban just said? He just comparing and contrasting Garmi, which is L'shalim L'mashim Sidoi, in contrast to Dal Behei, which is L'mevik Hamoman. So basically what the Ramban is driving at, what the Yesh Mefarshim is driving at, and the Olam HaYeshivas, the way it's presented is as follows. That there's a big difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir is being done in Uchas Mazik. And to be Chayim Atz Mazik, you have to be Mafsid somebody. The goal is, did I cause you a Hefsid or not? Was I responsible for a Hefsid or not? So the original model of the Torah is, Maka Nefesh Behema Yishomena. The Torah just gives one description. Maka Nefesh Behema. I go ahead and I take a hammer and knock that your animal over the head. I destroy your animal, kill your animal. Maka Nefesh Behema Yishomena. So the Torah says, why am I have to pay? Because I was mafsid you, I caused you all. You used to have net worth of X amount because you had this big animal that was worth $10,000, and now that animal is dead, so it's only worth $2,000. I caused you a loss of $8,000. Thus is mazik mamon chaveri. Now, of course, the Torah doesn't have to describe every single case under the sun. The Torah just gives you one example, and we can extrapolate. There is no difference between if I smash the head of your animal, or if I back my car into your car and smash your car. So now, you're down mamon. You got a hefsid mamon. You got a broken car, you got to fix it. So that's called the Hefsid Mamon. Your car used to be worth $20,000, now it's worth $10,000 because it's missing half a car. So I have to pay you. I'm mafsid you. Comes a remayer and says, "Doin dinu d'garmi." There is no difference between whether I take a hammer and bang the head of your animal, or I smash my car into your car, or if I'm sorev shtarosko, I burn your shtar. What's the difference? There's a nuance of a difference. You know what the nuance of a difference is? That in the case of the animal, there's a direct correlation between my smashing and the animal losing, going down in value. In the case of the car, there's a direct connection between my hitting the gas, smashing into your car, and depreciation of your car. It's a mamish, one leads to two immediately. Here, it's a little bit roundabout. Here, I burn your paper, so I cause you a hefset of 3 cents. But because I burned your paper, now you can't collect your chayv anymore, that's $10,000. So I could have argued with Rav Meir. A lot of time, I disagreed with Rav Meir. Carries the day. We paskin like muscles like Rav Meir in this one. Don't get into Garmi. So we paskin the fact that it's derech geirim doesn't really make much of a difference. But at the end of the day, there was a hefset bomb. So you experienced the hefset. In order to be chayv al tamazik, the name of the game is there has to be a hefset. And geirim, grama, garmi, whatever you want to call it, constitutes a hefset. Or in order to be chayiv for kefil and for dal v'hei is a different halacha. It's not that I was mafsid you something. I have to do a maisa geneva, or I have to do a maisa tvicha mechira. And part of the definition of a maisa geneva and my tvicha mechira is it's an extension of geneva. I have to be geinev maman chaveri, or I have to be tveich moicher after I was geinev maman chaveri. It has to have a chaleshem moment to it. If I steal something that halachli is not moment, there's no chiv. If I shecht, remember the Gemara said by Shah Niskal, shecht the Shah Niskal, I'm not chayav to pay because it's not a moment. He said, no, not moment, it's finished. There's no value to it anymore. It's not called momentists. So in order to be chayav dal behei, I have to not just cause you a hefset, I have to be goinev and tevech and moicher a chavtzefen moment. A chavtza fin moman? Wait a second, it's a lo pashut. Is a shor haniskal a chavtza of moman? Not really, not intrinsically. What could possibly make a shor haniskal to a chavtza fin moman? What halachic secrets do we have up our sleeves that could somehow transform something which is objectively not a chavtza moman into a chavtza moman? Who comes to the rescue for that one, Rabbi Say? Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon had gesagt in Baba Kama, When I steal your kotchim shechayvach yuson, your kotchim are not intrinsically chefta from mamon. They're chefta from mamon hektish, but nishkin mamon hediot. In order to be chayv, it's got to be reyev, it's got to be good of beisayish. So in order for there to be a chayv keif from dal behay, it has to be a chefta from mamon hediot, which be atzmusam, they're not. Kotchim are not. Ella, what creates, what transforms this kotchim, which is nish mamon chaveray, into being mamon chaveray? That's the aside from davar gam the mamon. So davar gam the mamon in the world of Rabbi Shimon is not just a hefsed mamon. Hefsed mamon doesn't do the trick. You need a cheftzafen mamon. You need a shame mamon. And that's where Rabbi Shimon solves the world's problems. And that's why the Gemara said, Rabbi Meir Svilik Rabbi Shimon. To say Rabbi Meir Svilik Rabbi Meir, that would be nice. If we were talking about being mafsim mamon chaveru, we're talking about being goinev and tevech amoicher, but Bava Kama changes the seventh part. The first six brachim deal with nezikin, from seventh, with the exception of the eighth, seventh, ninth, and tenth, are dinim of geneva, gzeila, tvicha, mechira. It's a different parasha. It's not just a din mafsid, it's a din of mamon chaveru. And for that, we have no precedent in the world of Rabbi Meir that such a concept exists. That's the Yesh Refarsh, that's what the Rambam says. Who read this Yesh Refarsh? Who realized that's what they're saying? Right? Everyone, no? That's what everyone thought. Everyone realized that. No. Now everyone realizes. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. I'm just saying, from shoot the bad mind. Yeah, yeah. But that's right. It's bailus. It's mamish bailus. Don't regret the moment. It's mamish bailus. Right. But that's exactly what it is. It's a chiddush gadol. It's a chiddush. The Taz is still not done. So he's still not finished with his kasha. Two huge chidushim of terutzim here. Taisa is still going strong. Taisa says, Riva Meforish, the Riva himself. Remember we just said, the Riva. The Rebbe, the Ramban. Can you imagine? Is the Ramban's Rebbe's Rebbe. Can you have a saga? Riva Meforish, the Bedina de Garmi, La Mechayev Rabbi Meir, Elamid de Rabbanon. The Mukh Besavakanis. The Riva says, I'm going to give you the simplest words. You don't have to revamp the Gemara and the Tzadi Chas like the first Teretz. You don't have to go up to Zara Shiva's Chibuk between Mafsid and then Cheftef and Mammon. Says Rivo's verse. Just because Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Meir, it's not going to help me. Because the whole institution of Dina de Garmi, Hekel, Miko, Kol, is only Chumah Midirabbanon. It's a Knas Midirabbanon. You maneuver, you mushkos, you burnt the guy shtar, you caused the guy such aggravation. Minatoyra, that's nishkin makan of a shpeh mishomer. The machlekes are remaining in the rabban on the end of Vavakama, where the don did the gami or not, is not a machlekes on the love of deraisa. On the love of deraisa, everybody agrees you're not chayv. This is nishmakan of a shpeh, it's too far removed. The whole sheet that's remaining is only chumr mid the rabban. And therefore, on the fine olive, We're saying Taish and Apostle Chumash. We're trying to include a Goynev Shohanisko, Vetovcho, Machoroi, to be Chayav Dal Behei, to Makayim Apostle Bash Mishpotim, Mutvacho, Machoroi. We're looking for Deraisa, the Gerav Machayev. You can't invoke Rabbi Meir's Dina de Garmi, that's only on the level of the Rabban. And therefore, it's quite understandable where the verse says, Rabbi Meir is going to come, Rabbi Shimon is Zicha Deraisa. How do you know Rabbi Shimon is Deraisa? It's Poshut. Rabbi Shimon is talking about paying Dal Behei. Rabbi Shimon in Pesachim Bafei is talking about Rabbi Motzei. Of course Rabbi Shimon's a deraisa. Of course Rabbi Shimon's formulation of Dovah Gram Mamon is deraisa. Rabbi Meir's extension, the Dina de Garmi is also Chayev. That's only a Chumam Adirabon. That's the Riva's story. It's true. Baruch Hashem. Do you think that the Riva fell back at this position that Rabbi Meir is only a Dirabon, and the whole Dina de Garmi is only a Dirabon, and only to answer this Kasha? I don't believe that. Because there are lo chose terutzim to this kasha. There are other terutzim, many, 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 many valid terutzim to this kasha. Two of them we already saw earlier in Taisus, but maybe there are others. So the Riva did not come up with this theory that Dina de Garmi is only mid the Rabbanon just to answer this kasha. He came up with this theory for half a dozen other reasons. Once he discovered this theory, then all of a sudden he's able to explain everything else with it. It's like, Havdalah, Havdalah, sometimes you come up with this grandiose, discovery. And once I have the discovery, then I could use it for a million other things. So the Rivan knew this to be true anyway, that Dina de Garmi is only a Dirabon. Once he discovered that, then he's good to go. Derech Agav, what do you see from the first two Terutzim of Taisus? What do you see from the Ramban, who didn't buy into that? They clearly were of the opinion that Dina de Garmi is their Isa. Now that's not a great surprise, because we know this is the Ramban Shita. How do we know this is the Ramban Shita? How do we know for a fact that the Ramban was the Rishon, who was the strongest supporter of the theory that Dina de Garmi is deraisa? And we know? Because he wrote the book. What's it called? Kudrus Dina de Garmi. The Ramban writes, that phrase, Dina de Garmi, is in the Gemara. The Gemara used that phrase, Dina de Garmi. Says the Ramban, if the Balei HaTosfos were right, he's taking on his Rebbe's Rebbe now. He's taking it on the Riva. If the Riva was right, that Dina de Garmi was only the Rabbanon, it wouldn't have been called Dina de Garmi, it would have been called Knossa de Garmi. It's only a Knoss, it's not Dina de Garmi. Dina de Garmi means it's a din. Dina de Garmi means it's a real bona fide din. Dosas means a din. This is included in Makadosh and Shemena. When Rabbi Meir had Kesach Dina de Garmi, Seish, the Rosh Chavir is Chayev, Rabbi Meir said, this is the Araisas of the Ramban. And the Riva said, no, it's not. Dina de Garmi is just a cute phrase, but it's a knas. Everyone knows it's just a knas de Rabbanon. It's not real. Well, you go be mechuria between the Riva and the Ramban. The Shach decided to write an entire kutras on the kutras Dina de Garmi. Give or take, taking the piece, every single line in the Ramban Dina de Garmi. Every single nuance in the Ramban, the Shach argued. And then the Shach writes, I don't know why I'm writing this for, says the Shach. I disagree with the entire premise of the Ramban, because I think the Riva is right. that it's a knas, it's not a din. Everything the Ramban writes for 40 pages is because he's assuming that it's a din deraisa. So he has 1,000 kashas to answer, working with the assumption that it's deraisa. So the Shach says, all 1,000 kashas, nishkei kashas, because the whole thing is going to Ramban anyway. So what? So it's this third teretz of Tosfos that is helpful for us in understanding the difference between din gamni and devar gamni mamon. So according to the third teretz of Tosfos, according to Riva, they both exist. But very, very different. One's their ice and one's their abundant. What Taka did prompt the Rivat to say this? If this wasn't the Kasha, because this Kasha, lo chaser o terutzim. So what else did prompt the Rivat? So the Rivat makes reference to two things. One, Taisus writes, can mukhav asaf akainis, and then in the brackets, they tell you to look at the Taisus earlier. Anyone bother looking them up? Anyone check up on Taisus Raya's, the Taisus Markams? So the two Gemaras that I can't say forced the Rival's hand, but definitely influenced the Rival. One was a Gemara in the end of Perek HaKoines. One in the end of the sixth Perek HaKam is the following Shaila. There's a Din Midir Rabbanan that, although I'm in a Torah, Motze Chavel Varaya. If I come and I say, you stole something from me, you owe me $100 because you stole something from me, and you respond, you're nuts, you're out of your mind, you didn't steal anything, what's the Din? Obviously. The Shah is a joke, right? Of course you don't have to pay. What's the hell of a right? Go prove it. That's a diminutive. What if the toy, the teveh, will say, no, I'm ready to be nishba that you stole from me. What do you think the Beis Din would say to him? You tell him to go where? Minotaur, come to Beshamina's Beis Din and say, I'm tying Zach stole $1,000. I saw him break into my house, he stole $1,000 of stuff from me, and I'm willing to swear that he stole. What do you think Moshe Ben would say? Don't go jump in the lake. He said, well, what does that mean? You're going to take a shvua? That's called the shvua sawa? What kind of shvua is that? It's a shvua sanoblin? You're going to take a shvua to collect money? Moshe Ben says, let me check the Chumash for a second. I only have on record 3 times the Rebbe Shalom told me Pasha shvua in Mominus. The shvua sashayimim, the shvua sedechot, and shvua smedim mixus. The common denominator between those three shvuas is that all lift on in Mominus. In a Torah, there is no such model of taking a shvuah to collect money. That this doesn't exist on the radar screen in a Torah. In a Torah, shvuah is only necessary when there's a taina against you. So when there's a taina chashuv against you, a taina that's supported by Medvei Mikzas, or a taina of Echad, or shvuah Hashem is a little bit different. But when there's some kind of a scenario that the Torah gives credibility to the Teveya, so then there's a dim in a Torah that the nitva has to take a shvuah connected to part himself. But the notion of walking into Beis Din and putting your hand on the secretary and walking away with money, that doesn't even exist in the Torah world. But mid the Rabbanan, Chazal instituted in a few cases called Shvus and Eitlans, the Mishnah in the end of the Masechah Shvus. So one of the examples that Chazal instituted, Mishum Tikkun HaOlam, they instituted this notion of Shvus and Eitlans in the following case. We have very, very good reason to believe Zach should be Meichem, that Zach broke into my house and stole stuff. We don't have an absolute proof positive. We don't have Adim Gemurim who literally saw Zach walk in and walk out with my Svarim. We didn't see that. But it's 2:00 in the morning and we have Adim who saw Zach, Pashkrin into me. Not my house, but walk in 2:00 in the morning all the time. Okay, in a normal house. We saw him walking in and we saw him walking out with these big suitcases full of stuff. And he's running away, looking over his shoulder. Do we know that he stole? No, it could be that he came to pick up his laundry. Anything's possible. So we don't really have, an absolute, ironclad proof. But, that doesn't look right. It looks a little fishy. So with the Rabbanon, the Chiyah government, they gave the Nigzel the right, the supposed Nigzel, to swear that Zach stole X amount of money. And then with the Rabbanon, he's Nishma Benoitel. So that Takonis Chacham, Takonis HaMishnah called Shvus HaNigzol, that was instituted in a few other scenarios as well. Marshall, similar, Mishnah has Shvus HaNechbal. If I say to you that, you Ruvain, you broke my arm. I say you broke my arm. And you say, I don't even know who you are. So I'm going to take a Shvus that you broke my arm and collect $1,000. I'm going to joke. What Takonis is that? But what if it looks very, very clear that Reuven broke my arm? How do we know? We have Adam who saw Reuven and I go into a room together. And now I come out with my arm broken in such a way that there's no way, I mean, you have to be the world's greatest klutz to break your arm that way. The only way this arm could have been broken was Reuven broke it. Again, did we see it? No. I could, in theory, one in a million chances that I was that world's biggest klutz possible. But since it's so unlikely, so therefore Chazal didn't want to just stop and be collecting $1,000 just like that. They made me take a shvua just to make sure that I'm really truly telling the truth. And therefore that was instituted with the Rabban Shvusa Nechpa. So we have on record a whole series of different shvuas that were instituted by Chazal to make life, you know, workable in cases where we're a little bit short in terms of absolute hardcore evidence. So the Gemara with this background raised the following shayla. What would be the din the following case? There's a din of Maisa Mamon Chaver. If I go to a non-Jew and I say, Reuven, he's got an unbelievable good car. Give me a good name, a good car. Not a yeshivish car. Give me a real car. I don't even know. I couldn't even say. If you'd ask me, give me a good car, I'd say Honda. I'm not even holding it. Like, tell me.
Cadillac.
That's like from the 1919. Rolls Royce, Mr. Walter. Okay, guy's got a what would you say? I mean, Lexus is still a good car. Okay, Lexus. I whispered to the non-Jews, listen, you see Shimon over there? Shimon's got this gewaldige Lexus. I'm telling you, go to Shimon's mill tonight, put your gun to his head and tell him that I'm taking away your Lexus, see what happens. And the non-Jew follows suit and he takes away the Lexus. I'm chayv to pay. You know why? Based on what? What's it based on? I didn't smash your car. What did I do? Give me a name to formulate why I'm going to have to pay.
Garmi.
Did the Garmi? Was it just the Garmi? The question is, according to Ramey, you have to pay. According to Rabbanim, you have to pay. But according to Ramey, yeah.
Isn't there some Ein Shliach Devar Avera?
100%. This is not Shlichus over here. We're being done on, was I ultimately responsible for Reuven to lose his car? So the answer is I was. It was a little bit indirect, but when I went to tell the non-Jew to go, I went up to a guy, a 6'8", you know, real heavy-duty guy, you know, full of weapons and ammunition, you know, and then he went ahead and took the car. I knew ganz gut that he's going to get that car. So I was gerim. Ich bin chayim, als dir de garmi. So there's no question, we pasken in Allah like a remix, so therefore the Maisra is chayiv. So Gemara is the following shayla. What if we don't have Eidus Gemura, that there was a real Mesira here? It's not like there were two Eidim who saw this whole thing playing out. We have very, very good reason to believe that there was a Mesira here. But we don't have it on video, we don't have the Eidus. Can we invoke Shavuos, Hanigzal, Hanechbo, etc., to let the poor innocent victim who just lost his, again, I don't know how poor he is, we had a Lexus before, but the innocent victim who got his Lexus taken away from him, can he invoke Shavuos and Nightland to collect his money again? So the Gemara wants to know, should we extend this Takonis Lachamim of Nigzal or Nechbo to the case of Moser or not? So it's a suffering in the Gemara. Whole discussion in the Gemara. No? Bring me a Raya. What's the Rivaz Raya? What's the Rivaz Raya, no? If Moser is the same as any other Mazik, Kazlan, Chayvel, it's this real McCoy in a Torah, if Dina Gavir is Chayim in a Torah, so it's a Shaila. We know that Chazal made this Takana, they made the Takana for Nechbo, they made the Takana for Digzel, so why should they make the Takana for the Moser as well? So what was bothering the Gemara? Why is the Gemara chippering it out? Sure, yeah, Afshiyah, the name. Says the Rivah, because the whole Chiyav of Garmi is only Midi Rabbanan anyway. So this is almost like a shtikawa. What can we call this? Give me a catchy phrase for this. We're going to make a din de Rabbanan, a Shavuos HaMoiser, on a Chiyav, which Goof is only the Rabbanan, that smacks a little bit of a wa. It's like a shtikawa. So it's like a derabonah and derabonah, like a shvus to shvus, like a tarti derabonah. It's really like too far a move. You know, the Chachamim are instructed to touch up the dirim deraisa every once in a while, hefkevez and hefke, because the Torah was given for perfect, you know, for people who are really, really honest and good. But, you know, not everybody's so honest. So therefore, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was maisa to the Chachamim of Torah to figure out how to touch up a little bit. It's like an isav hetar also. If everybody's really, really from in Yerushalayim, you don't need a din derabbanan. What are you din derabbanan for? Who's gonna Why can't I move a pencil on Shabbos? Who's going to write on Shabbos? Who's going to forget it Shabbos? Why do I need Bishalachim? Who's going to marry the girl who's not Jewish? What's the Shabbos? What do I need Din Derabanan for? So if you live in a world of pure Yerushalayim, you don't need Din Derabanan b'chlal. That's why Tacha Ein Shvus b'Mikdash. That's why in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need Din Derabanan. Din Derabanan are necessary for when there's a deficiency in Yerushalayim. So Hefker Beis and Hefker is necessary in a world which is not so honest. If everyone was honest and up to par and people were never damaged by mistakes, they'll pay up and finish a gemara. No need. So the Chachamim had to institute all these didim mamonis, hefkebez and all these didim derabanan, because people are shakranim and people are dishonest. People are trying to make money off of somebody else. So in order to just to make sure that society doesn't deteriorate, so Chazal had to touch up some of the didim mamonis, had to create a whole models of didim derabanan. But in Kozeh, Chazal didn't want to deviate from the Torah model too much. We don't want to create there. It's like Siyag L'Siyag Zeru L'Gzeru. We don't want to make these double, far-fetched Dirim D'Rabbanan. So here, we're going to make a Takana called Shvuas Handoitwin. Moshe Rabbeinu never heard of that. Okay, we'll explain to Moshe Rabbeinu that in your days you didn't need it, in our days we need it. Okay, and now we're going to invoke Shvuas Handoitwin on a case that even if we knew you didn't, even if we have agency you didn't, you wouldn't be chayav to pay minat Torah, because it's only derech Garmi. It's so far removed. So that's why the Gemara was nervous. Maybe we shouldn't make the takana or Shvuas Handoitwin. Zok the Rivo, Abba Zoy that Garmi is deraisa, like you the Ramban claimed. You wrote your book just in the Garmi. Like you the first 2 days in Tais in Bavakam, that Garmi is a din deraisa. If Garmi is a din deraisa, so then it's the same as Nechbo and Nigzol. So that was one of the Gemaras that really, really, really pushed the Rivo over. Any others? Taisus, I ain't Taisus Daf Nandal. Anyone look up the Taisus? Anyone looked it up? Anyone looked it up? He was on the Mamre Kermis, right? Was it on the Mamre Kermis? Who was with us with Baba Kama a couple of years ago? What? Jerry was there. Who else? Avi, you were Baba Kama? Okay. Oh, a few guys. Mr. Alter must have been there, if I remember correctly. Okay? I was listening to a shiur that I gave from several years ago. I just happened to want to hear about something. And I was privy to a big machlekes between you and someone else on the shiur. You were fighting with somebody. And I would say, Mr. Walter, no, you're right, you're wrong. So this goes back, see? The retire is still going strong. Okay, Rakshan for what you tell. So back in the common days, there was a big machlekes at Tanoim. About if I dig a hole, bore, and your animal falls in, the animal gets hurt, so that's for Shom Chayim. It's a possible enough for Shom Shochamor. But some of the Kalim broke also. Your animal was carrying some glasses, and the glasses broke. Am I Chayiv to pay or not? So everybody knows how do we paskin? There's no Chayiv Kalim Bor, but enough for Shom Shochamor, Shor Vel Odom, Chamor Vel Kalim, right? And there was one Tana Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Chamor v'lo kelim is not a good Rosh. It's not true. You are chayiv and niski kelim bor. I don't remember, right? Did we talk about this 100 times? Chamor v'lo kelim doesn't exist in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara Sekasha in Bava Kama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you are chayiv on kelim bor, so frak the Gemara, Chamor d'bor le Rabbi Yehuda, So what's it there for? Bishlam, according to the Relief, followed the Rabbana, and the Chamor teaches me below Kalim. I understand what the Torah wrote. The Rabbana Shalom didn't write any unnecessary words. So why the superfluous word Chamor to teach me what? So Gemara blanked with what? Kasha. A good Kasha. It's definitely a good Kasha. It's a very, very powerful Kasha. It's a Kasha. And the Sugya ends. No, by saying, who refused to let the sugya end? The Balatisis, I couldn't live with the Gemara and Kasha. I have a good teretz. What's the good teretz? Listen to this teretz. Hiksha v'ramaisha mi puntaiza. One of the Balatisis from Puntaiza. Anyone know where Puntaiza is? Anyone been in Puntaiza recently? You can look it up on a map. It's in France. The city still exists today. Puntaiza, something like that. still exists. Why do I know that piece of information? Because a couple of weeks ago, I was learning a sugya that Tosfos quotes from Moshe ben Tizah, and then there's a different Tosfos that quotes from Moshe ben Ivra. There's another city in France, and they were saying very, very similar things. It was a different sugya, but they were saying very similar, close things to each other. And I started to think that maybe Plutiza and Ivra were not that far from one another. Maybe it was the same person who just lived in two different places. I don't think that's right chronologically. But I checked. So how do I check? I want to know how far it is from Plutiza and Ivra. What do? So you just weigh it. You just Google, you know, from Plutiza to Ivra. So it was not that far. The two cities in France are not all that far. But I still don't think it was the same person. Anyway, Plutiza still exists today and Ivra still exists today. So comes in relation to Plutiza. And says, the aim of the chamor oslamite shtaris. You hear this kasha? Healing it, palatasis. This is the kasha, Moshe Puntiza. The middle ages, the middle of the crusades, the world is falling apart. And all the Gemara said was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do not have a resolution as to what the word chamor means. And between me and you, I don't really care what the word chamor means. You know why? Because we don't even follow Rabbi Yehuda. So that's if you're not a Baal Taisus. But if you're a Meishim Puntaiza, every word of Torah, Torah Sashem Tavim Meshim Esnavish, every word, every nuance, every letter, every shita, is El Dibra Lekim Chayim, every Tana and every Amira, everyone under the sun, everything has to fit. And if you don't understand every nuance within every Tana, then you don't have a full Yediyas HaTorah. It's a chaser, you chaser in the midst of a shenatel of anach shenit v'tov v'chadol v'ficha, das is nish yidiyas atayra, b'shlemusa. I remember when I was back in Reb Mordechai Marcus at Sal Shir, so he's trying to impress upon us how every single nuance of Torah matters. Everything, even the kashas that you think are not tzitzke, everything, you have to know kol atayra kula. So he quoted the Gemara beginning of Metziyat HaBeizah HaBeizah. The Gemara says, and the Mishnah Shnayim Lechem Talas, it says, Leima Masnisen Loke Bananas. Maybe our Mishnah doesn't follow bananas, the Tana bananas. And the Gemara goes inside 20 lines to explain to you, and Vishayna, which Shekhloli is to explain why the Mishnah of Shnayim Lechem said, Ye bananas, Nish bananas, back over. So I remember Mordechai Marcus said, this goes back 40 years ago, I remember like yesterday, he said, he laughed. He always had a smile. Every time he said Shabbat, he always said it with a smile. So he said, Ma'echpatli, to make the slightest bit of a difference. Lemas, he said, like a bananas. And if bananas, the one, he's only one person bananas. And if he doesn't subscribe to the Mishnah, the world's going to come apart. You can't learn Bamatzia. You can't continue. You can't learn the next 190 plot because Lemas, he said, like a banana. Who cares whether the Mishnah's like bananas or not? And he said, who cares? Vaishlam cares. His Torah cares. If the Mishnah is or is not bananas, that's an important piece of information. You better know that. And if it's going to cost you 20 lines to figure that piece of information out, you better do it. And if it's going to cost you Shef Kloli, there's no excuse. Lamas, these and Lake Bananas is a chedek of Torah. And therefore, it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference whether the Masechta can or can't continue without that line. The world can't continue without that line. Lamas, these and Lake Bananas. So we can say about Mesh Puntaiza also. Mesh Puntaiza. Does the world really contingent upon whether, what in the world, the word chamor means according to Rabbi Yehuda? We don't pasuk Rabbi Yehuda anyway, and even if we did pasuk Rabbi Yehuda, so we have one extra word in the Chumash, big deal? No, it's a big deal. There cannot be one kutash yud extra in the Torah Kadesh. The Rebbeinu Shlomo's Tamima, the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Tamima, the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Torah is perfect. And the word chamor has to make sense according to Rabbi Yehuda. And if the Gemara says kasha, then we better bang your heads against the wall, figure out, wait a second, maybe we come up with the Torahs. So, frek the Meshav Puntaiza, I don't understand the Gemara. Why does the Gemara respond, Kasha? I have a gewaltige Teretz. I outsmarted Chazal, outsmarted the Hilgam Aroyim, Zach, the Meshav Puntaiza. Ein Chamor Oslamai Shtaris. I dug a hole in the ground, and your animal's walking by, and your animal breaks its leg, and your animal slips into the boar, breaks its leg, gets damaged, and happened to have also been carrying a pile of shtaris, of documents that say that somebody owes you $1,000. And that pile of documents fell into the filthy, muddy, schmutzy water of the pit, and are no longer readable. And when you come to try to collect your chayiv, the loiva says, I can't read those documents, they're worthless, they can't step in based it. I was mazik you shtars. I was mazik you shtar. Maybe al zen nema batayra chamor v'la shtars. Chamor v'la kelim, this is not true, contributed stock is not true. But why does the Gemara say kasha, fractal mesh from the dies? Why does the Gemara blight with the kasha? Aim of the might stars. The Emiri, the Hilgari, Rabbi Yitzchok, the Hilgari was also bothered with this kasha. It says, the Lamandalo doin din in the Garmi, if you watch my potter. Says the Re, now come on. The Torah can't be coming to teach that. That can't be the need of a Apostle Chumash. To teach me shtaris, you know why? Because if I burn your shtar itself, I'd be potter. Even if I mamish burn your shtar, I'd be potter. Why? Because it's only din the Garmi, and the Rabbanan hold din the Garmi is potter. So that can't be the Kavanas HaTorah. That the Chiddush is, you're not Chayv HaBor. Good morning, is that Chiddush? Even if I burn to be a dime, I'd be potter. But then the Re realizes his teretz is only not going to work the halacha because we pass the Kavanas HaTorah, don't din the Garmi. So you know what the Re said back to Rabbi Moshe ben Taisa? The Re sent a message. The Re lived in Dampier, another city in France. I forgot to Google that one. So from Dampier to Puntaiza, it could have taken 6 months to send the guy with horse and buggy to give the following answer back up to Re. Ulaman the Doran did the Gamin Nami Lamachaiva Lamidirabanon. So even according to Rabbi Meir, did the Gamin is only Midirabanon. And if Dirid de Gami is only Midir Rabbanon, so then you can't have a posuk necessary to be Mamai Dirid de Gami from Bor, even Mazik Yadayim is really Potter Min HaTorah. So Zuck the Re back to Moshe Ben Taisa, that's the reason why the Gemara is like Kasha. You want to know why the Gemara said Kasha and didn't come up with your newfangled answer of Shtaris? Because Shtaris falls short to be a valid Teretz, because the Chiv is on Midir Rabbanon anyway. Ad Kan Devi. Baruch Hashem, Rami is only the Rabbanan. If I would ask you, Rabbi Say, we have three Gemaras now that the Rivah is using to support the theory that Rami is only the Rabbanan. One is to explain away the Gemara about Rami Meir and Rabbi Shimon back in the Fine Aleph. One is the Konis Nigzel story. And one is the story about the Shtar. Are any of these Gemaras convincing? They're all kind of pointing in a direction, but is there any absolute raya brua shenala tshuva that dinu deragami is only derabanan? Maybe there's another answer to each one of these kashas. So Rabbi said we still got work to do. So we haven't even scratched the surface of the topic yet. We haven't even talked about Devar Gurul Maman yet. We just spent 2 days talking about Garmi because we can't understand what Devar Gurul Maman is if we don't understand what Garmi is, what the differences between them are. So we got a while to go still to Sachar Deveis. So somebody asked me, we're going to finish this sugya today. That's not a joke. Okay? Are we going to finish the sugya tomorrow? I don't know. I have no idea. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully, Hashem, tomorrow. We'll continue right smack between the Rebbeinu Moshe Padiz and the Re. Okay, without Mincha, guys.
Thank you, Rabbi.